Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. Welcome to this hour of the crisscross that we do across the states and overseas. And boy, is there a lot of things that I think will be eye-openers for many of you, including what we now know to be something pretty scary that happened in Detroit. You've got the story breaking, or actually now we know that certainly he was shot, an imam that was trying to influence people as to doing violent acts across the United States has been shot and killed. And wait till you hear some of the things that he was actually trying to influence people in. And, you know, this is what we keep talking about here. On our own soil, don't ever think that there aren't a lot of people assimilating or trying to radicalize members at mosques or prisoners when they're in a tight system, whatever penitentiary they happen to be in. I mean, these are true things, obviously, that are happening. So we've got some of the details on that as well. And like I said, wait till you hear some of them. Okay, here's some other things that are happening that we're going to dive into as we move along on America Tonight. The latest on the public option to be or not to be, as I like to say, who wants it, who doesn't want it, and is it going to be a watered-down version? The Democrats, if you talk to many of the Democrats, they say it really is a watered-down version, yet many feel that it's still going to make its way into whatever the ultimate form is going to happen to be when you take the House and you take the Senate, and then you really try to mesh this together. And the bottom line is, will there be health care reform voted on before we get to the holidays? And it's a flip of the coin. All that I could gather from everybody that I've been managed to talk to on the Hill is the feeling is that there is half of who you talk to honestly feel like you're going to get this thing passed. The other half saying no way, no how, including Democrats and obviously Republicans. Then we have the story coming out of Afghanistan. Sadly, you know, just the other day we had 8 more troops killed when they were trapped again in gunfire and bombs. This off the heels of what happened with the helicopters. And now the United States is set to pay Taliban members to switch sides. And it's a question of whether this really works or not, because it's a temporary situation. You are renting, I would say, the people, the Taliban fighters, getting them to put down their weapons as they surrender basically to the Afghan government. And we're talking about right now in Western Afghanistan. Now, where does this money come from? Well, of course, comes from our budget, our defense appropriations bill that, by the way, was signed at $680 billion. The part that would go toward this Taliban reintegration provision under what they call the Commander's Emergency Response Program would get $1.3 billion. It's actually getting it pumped in now. And some of that is used for humanitarian relief and reconstruction, but a lot of it is used to buy Taliban members, to get them to not fire weapons, to not go up against the Americans and not be part of the process. Now, this is a program, in case you weren't aware of it, that they did use in Iraq. They tried to do the same thing to neutralize the insurgency there. The problem is if you are trying to, quotes, rebuild the country, wipe out the Taliban, you know, turn the Afghanistan people in a different direction, temporary doesn't work. Because then what happens when the Americans are gone? What happens when this government is on its own feet, so to speak, that there aren't, you don't have as many Taliban fighters and you don't have that ideology supposedly flying around anymore, which I think is wishful thinking. But let's just say in the best of fantasy worlds that that were to happen, the idea is you don't want them to go back to that because they're going to go to who's ever paying them. So pay me today, but I'll be back with the Taliban, I don't know, in a couple of years or next year when it's convenient because I need the money. I'm loyal to who's ever paying the bucks, and that's why I'm willing to lay my arms down now, but I'm not swearing to you that I'm never going to take up with the Taliban again. And to me, that's the biggest thing. They're operating for pay. They might be under the spell of whoever the Taliban leader is in that particular region, or they don't like what's going on locally. Because remember, we're talking about a country that isn't as civilized as Iraq. It doesn't have the resources that Iraq has. We've said it again and again when we talk about the mountainous areas in Afghanistan. So the top guy in Afghanistan, General McChrystal, certainly backs the idea that you get them to switch sides and you get them on the American payroll. And that, sure, you know, there might have been some mistakes that happened in Iraq, and we can work out these bumps now. If they're not politically motivated, then why not do it? Because this is less people shooting at us and trying to kill us. And then in light of the violence that we've recently seen, maybe this amnesty program isn't such a bad idea. Like I said, the problem to me is down the road with all the money that's spent and the lives lost and all that other sort of stuff, the buyout idea works for a short while. It's a temporary solution. So then what happens when everything has changed in that country? And can you be completely certain when you get somebody lay down their arms then to join the Afghanistan cause, the Afghans, if you will, and the Americans? Are you truly getting somebody who's loyal to what you're doing? I mean, you know, I could see some snarls with that along the way. Like I said, a little bit different story, I think, than what you had in Iraq, because you're talking about a different type of people in this region. Definitely. All right, in the meantime, this was a big one. The president signed the hate crimes bill into law. It makes it a federal crime to assault an individual because of his or her sexual orientation or gender identity. Sounds good in theory. The problem is what was slipped into that bill. Now, this is a huge piece of legislation, no doubt. And it was added to the bill that I just talked about, the Defense Authorization Bill. It was named for Matthew Shepard, who was the Wyoming teenager that died after being kidnapped and severely beaten in October of 98. And also James Byrd, the African-American man who sadly was dragged to death in Texas the same year. So a lot of people excited about the hate crimes bill. The problem is some of the other things that are involved in that bill, some of the things that could be controlled as a result of it. On face value, it looks good, but the problem is some of the other people that could be protected by this scares me to death. So we'll see in what it's like when it comes in to play, and whether or not we're going to have situations where pedophiles get a free pass, which I can't think of anything that would set my hair on fire anymore. Coming up on the flip side, boy, we're going to really lighten the load. Always fun to talk to Harry Rinker. He is the guru of all things collectible. You are going to those yard sales, you are selling things, you're cleaning out the garage, trying to make a little extra cash for Christmas. He is the man to talk to about your collections. 800-259-5791.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
All right, without further ado, we're going to usher Harry Rinker in from the green room here on America Tonight. Remember, you got to dial in quickly on this number, 800-259-5791. Got a couple of emails from some of you just last week. You can send Harry an email, too. We'll tell you about the mailbag in a second, but you can always send me something quickly at americatonight.net, just like you do with Nail the Score. A lot of people get to us that way. Harry, how are you?
Doing fine now. Good morning. It's an interesting time of the year. We're back on the indoor antique shows up north. Everybody in the outdoor shows have moved south. A lot of interesting developments in the trade. I've talked for years about the fact that all these corporations that came in and bought up stuff in the trade have not been the best thing for the trade, and they're going away. The Brits have retreated. We've beaten them again. Sent them back.
That's a good thing.
DMG Media Group or World Media, DMG World Media, came over into America and bought up Antique Trader, a number of publications, also a number of antique shows, and they divested themselves of everything. Gone back.
Wow. Well, how about that?
You know, the antiques and collectible business is a funny business. It's really a business of individuals. And when you try to combine things for whatever reason and you take the individual out of the equation, it doesn't work. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. What's
so
happening?
Good news is people are coming back in again, and I feel probably more energized about the business than I have recently.
Well, that is good. We've told people, because somebody, I got a note here from a woman named Alice and said, Kate, I heard you mention to Harry something about him having a schoolhouse, and I got confused. He's selling it. He's got stuff in it. What were you talking about?
Back in Pennsylvania, we're doing the show from Brookfield, Connecticut, which is where I live at the moment. My wife and I had a home in Pennsylvania, a little town called Veracruz, which was the old former Veracruz Elementary School. It was a 14,000 square foot building, and we had a 3,000 foot apartment in the front, and I had the rest of it filled up with my stuff. Unfortunately, I did sell it, and I am in the process of packing up 50,000 objects, trying to decide what I want to sell and what I don't want to sell, or what's, you know, I wrote a book called Sell, Keep, or Toss that said don't put it in storage, and now I'm faced with putting it in storage. it's one of these things where I look back at all the money I spent on this stuff over the years and said, you know, if I had all that money in a bank account, I'd have several hundred thousand dollars and I'd be retiring. The truth of the matter is that it's a gut-wrenching kind of thing if you're a collector. And also, considering I had one of the largest research libraries in the United States, what to do with all those reference books? Right now they're packing up in cartons, and I think there are 75 cartons, and they're finally up to the letter M.
Wow.
So it's going to be a difficult couple of months before this is all resolved, one way or another for me.
Yeah, no kidding. But it'll be.
Well, everybody wants me to have an auction, but here's the bad news for all the people, all the vultures who thought they'd get at my stuff. I sold the building at a sufficient dollar amount to get out of debt, so everything in the building is mine to keep if I want to.
Yeah, good for you.
He says.
Exactly.
Except that, you know, it's a little hard to put 14,000 square foot of stuff into a 2,500 square foot townhouse.
Yeah, no kidding. You're definitely going to have to.
Got a little math problem there, Kate. I hate to tell you that.
You certainly do. Hey, tell everybody about the mailbag.
Yeah, listen, we would love to get some emails. The American Night mailbag is empty. If you have a question about antiques and collectibles, about an object and its value, or maybe just how the antiques and collectibles field is working at the moment, you can send me an email. My email address is my full name with my middle initial, Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Please start your email. I listen to you on American Night. Give us the name of your favorite radio station if you can, please. The reason to email me, not that you can't call 1-800-259-5791, is the fact that I can often do some additional research work on the question. And then we'll just answer it on one of my upcoming segments. I'm here every other week on American Night at the same time. I think it's Thursday mornings, 12:20 your time or thereabouts, right?
Right, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, it's great fun. We could, you know, the mailbag's empty, so, you know, get those letters out or get those emails out, harryllrinker@aol.com, and, you know, we'll be able to get to them in the weeks ahead.
All right, we've got another note here from Dennis D., and he said, Kate, this sounds like a vague question, but please ask Harry. I have an unbelievable amount of DVDs. You know, the technology is constantly changing.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't have 78 RPM records. What can I tell you?
No, exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting about the old 78s and 33 and a thirds and 45s. You can't play them on a modern machine. And the big question is, what is going to be collectible from the DVD business? You know, so much stuff is remastered constantly now. So much of it's readily available. Every CD container looks like every other one. The nice thing about old 33 and 3rd record albums, at least they were good size if you collected for the cover art. I mean, what are you going to do with 550 DVDs, you know? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I don't see what you can do.
Yeah, I mean, an interesting thing. I have three large storage units for 35 millimeter slides at the school. They're called multiplex units. I offered them to the local art museum. The local art museum says, we don't have any interest. We're getting rid of all our slides. We're digitizing everything.
But thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
anyway. I think this is one of the things that for those of us, again, that were researching, did all this work and did all this stuff and put it there. You know, this technology shifts, and it's amazing how fast it's shifting, actually. In fact, we found I had some of the first portable computers that were out there, old Zeniths. They weighed 4.5 pounds, hauled them around on airplanes, found them up in the closet, you know, put them on eBay. Who knows?
Yeah, no kidding. I have, and this is perfect for you, too, because I think this is another listener who heard us talking about this. It's John in Austin, and he wanted me to ask you. He said, I've got a hodgepodge collection of nutcrackers. How do you determine what nutcrackers are worth?
How big the nut they can crack? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Seriously. It's very interesting. Nutcrackers were very popular back in the 80s and 90s. Not as much anymore. There were actually price guides done to them. Age is going to be a big factor. If they're pre-1945, that's important. If they're post-World War II, maybe not as collectible as you might imagine. If they're mass-produced ones, it's one thing. The thing that a lot of people have are these old nutcrackers from the Erzgebirge region of Germany, you know, the ones that soldiers and foresters and all kinds of things. The difficulty is they're still making them today. And in fact, you know, the modern ones are worth every bit as much as some of the historic ones. Nutcrackers are one of those areas which I would, for want of a better reason, call endangered species. First of all, most of the modern nutcrackers aren't designed to crack nuts. And then, even for the ones that are, who uses a nutcracker these days? You go
right.
Buy shelled nuts in a package in a store.
You're right.
And I'm in a big argument right now with a bunch of people about memory and the importance of memory. And I'm a big fan that if anything is going to have value, you have to remember it. If you don't remember it, it doesn't have value. Well, then I get all these nasty letters from people who say, well, we collect this and we don't ever remember owning it, blah, 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 blah. But you remember talking about it, you remember reading about it, you remember people having it. And the thing about it is, you know, with these nutcrackers, you know, back at Christmas time, it was a big thing at Christmas to get a bowl full of walnuts. And all different
sure,
kinds of nuts
and
get a crack open and eat them, and that was all part of the mystique of the thing. Does anybody still do that?
I don't think so. My grandfather, that's it.
Yep, there you are.
Yeah. When I was a kid, you're right, that used to be a big deal, the walnuts.
It was a big deal.
It was
a really big deal, Kate. I mean, the pecan nuts, you sit there and you try to crack those silly pecan nuts and get that thing out all intact, and then it would just be white mush if you pressed down too hard. But, you know,
exactly.
Those are the memories. Those are important. But if the young people have no memory about this kind of stuff, then it's a lost cause.
Yeah, sure, nothing's going to happen there. Hey, we got a question, Harry. We might have to take this question over, but can you carry over for a few minutes with us if we do that?
Yeah, just a few, though.
Okay, here's Joshua in Kentucky. Hey, Joshua, go for it.
Okay, Delaine, I love your show.
Thanks.
Harry Ranker, how you doing?
Good. What you got, Joshua?
I got a bunch of comic books from the 70s and 80s of Superman and Batman and stuff like that. They're in good condition. Man, what do you think about that?
All right, well, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, and then I'll, it's worth thinking about. Okay, hang in there, Kate. I'll be here.
All right, so we're going to answer that question next. Harry carrying over for just a few quick minutes, and then remember, he'll be back not next week, but the following week. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible. Just mark your calendars. Remember, not next week, but the following week. Call in second hour of the show at 800-259-5791. Joshua from Kentucky called in to ask about comic books. Harry,
what is the
answer to that?
And you know, the thing about it, he has the comic books, and one of the things is by the 1970s, and clearly by the 1980s, comic book collectors were conscious of the potential long-term value of comics, so they started buying them and keeping them and not even reading them, putting them in plastic sleeves and saving them. The problem with Batman and Superman from that era is that usually in any comic run, all the values is in the first few comics, number one, number two, number three, number four, or if major new characters are introduced. By the time you got to Batman and Superman in the 1970s and 80s, they were extremely common pieces. The end result is that, unfortunately, if he can get the cover price back, that will be fine. The thing is that he'll look them up in some of the comic book price guides like Overstreet, which is not my favorite of the comic book price guides. I prefer some of the ones by Maggie Thompson and the group out of Krause Publications up in Iola, Wisconsin. But he'll see numbers above that. But those are retail out of a comic book store. Comic book stores, because a lot of this stuff stays in inventory for so long, especially the stuff from the 70s and 80s, they're going to pay 20, 30 cents on the dollar to acquire it for resale. And so, you know, unfortunately, he doesn't have a good block of comics. Now, if he bought some of the real obscure comics of that time and some of the new series of that time, he might have been better off.
All right. See, that's what you get. The guru tells you when you call up. Harry, thanks again.
Yeah, we tell him like it is. That's for sure. Not always. They don't call me not Good News Charlie for nothing, you know.
So,
well,
tell
know,
everybody
Kate, it's
they
one
can...
of the hardest things. You know, it's one of the big problems in my trade is people don't like to give people bad news. Me, I have
right.
no trouble doing that. No,
exactly. Well, that's
but
cool.
hey, they, better they know
be
the truth.
Up? Yeah, absolutely. And so again, people can call in not next week but the following week, and also go to your website and hit
yeah,
up the mailbag.
Yeah, my website's HarryRinker.com, and there you go, and they can also. You know, go up on the computer, GCNlive.com, which is where your show streams live out on the computer. So does mine on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, et cetera. And so give us a listen.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people are doing that, of course, around the world and obviously here in our own backyards, too. Harry, you have a great week.
Take care, Kate. Bye-bye.
All right. So not this week coming up, but next week, Harry will be back with us. It's really, honestly, you think about anything you're trying to sell, eBay, now people are blasting eBay and I still see a lot of garage sales and stuff, and, you know, who knows, maybe you have a better insight into what something's worth before you put it up. All right, here's a big story that I covered, I think, a little bit in the beginning. I just mentioned the headline, but let me give you some of the gory details on this one. The FBI agents were hoping to break up what was an alleged interstate crime ring dealing in arson, check this out, fraud, and stolen cars, right? It ended up in a gunfight at this warehouse in Detroit, and then there was a suspect that was killed. So they were trying to arrest the Lakumen Abdullah, or Christopher Thomas, who has a criminal complaint, against him, and he's the imam of a radical fundamentalist Sunni group that was trying to establish an Islamic state inside the United States, okay? So Abdullah, who the FBI claimed had been planning for a confrontation with the cops, didn't surrender during that warehouse raid in Dearborn and was killed. And an FBI dog was also killed in that gunfire, but they didn't provide a lot of info. I was even trying to find out more about this Abdullah cat, but 10 others were also charged in a criminal complaint with conspiracy and interstate shipments and mail fraud, all this other stuff for the sale of firearms. So there was some bad stuff happening as a result of what was going on there in that warehouse. Can you imagine that the raid supposedly initially had nothing to do with Muslims or people of Muslim faith, right? That basically that they went in and they were supposedly breaking up this ring, and then look what it turned out to be, that they nailed this guy who had these ties and was was a homegrown terrorist, especially in that Dearborn area. Scary stuff, some of the things that are happening there. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm all right. Listen, I was listening on that hate crime bill. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know they were trying to put in pedophiles, necrophiliacs.
Yeah.
All this other crap in there, which, you know, my whole thing about the hate crime bill is this. It's the most ignorant, ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. Because on a state level, we have death penalty in the state of Kentucky. So let me put it this way. If I walked up and popped you in the mouth, it wouldn't be because I like you, no matter you're a female, black, white, green, Mexican, it doesn't matter. It's
right.
All hate. It's all out of, for some reason. And what really just torched me off so bad is, a couple years ago down in Conyers, Georgia, when I think there was five black kids that attacked three white kids. And actually, I think raped the one girl.
Yeah.
They couldn't do a hate crime against them because you can't hate white people. It's possible.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And then in California, they hung Sarah Palin last year, an effigy of Sarah Palin. In California, they couldn't do nothing to them. The University of Kentucky campus, which was not done as racial, it was just done as a bunch of Republican kids saying, hey, you know what, if they did Sarah Palin, we'll do it to Obama. When they hung Barack Obama, you know, from the tree or mannequin, they brought FBI in and threatened to charge these kids with federal crime, hate crime.
Yeah,
so the whole thing with hate crime is really what it does do is it does make a lot of prejudice. It does make a lot of things racial. And it's not actually equality for all. It's only equality for few.
Right. So I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying in twisting the definition, which is what you're right on. That was part of the problem with the other things that were going to be included in it, was my big worry about it. I mean, the two things, the Matthew Shepard thing, no doubt, was heinous and ridiculous and awful. Yeah.
I don't doubt that. Black, white, gay, Hispanic, you know what?
Right.
That's your business. I have no problem against none of it. I don't I don't associate with people for their color. I associate with people for the people they are. My wife used to have a friend, and he was Quarter Street Dollar Bill. And he used to always tell her, he'd say, he is the straightest guy I've ever met in my life because it doesn't bother him. And it doesn't bother me. I don't care what you do. That's your personal life. That's your business. Don't care what you do. Don't shove it in my face. Don't put it down my throat. And I'm fine with that.
Right.
And that's how I see it. But my point is, in the state of Kentucky, if you go in there and you shoot a gay man or a black man or a white man or whatever, it's done out of hate. It's not done because you like the guy. So either way it goes, if you shoot a white guy in the state of Kentucky and they find you guilty and they charge you with first-degree murder and they give you the death penalty, okay? On the other two, if they decide to do a hate crime, the most you're going to get is life in prison. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right. So there's it's not equitable. If you take it to that, if you look at it straightforward on, is it really fair by the examples that you've given, what is it really spelling out? What is it really doing? Is it protecting gay men from horrible things happening or somebody who's black? Or is it, in fact, creating a lot of problems and actually stirring the pot more and then making the scales of justice tip in the wrong direction? It's an excellent point, yes.
And I mean, I would rather get charged with a federal hate crime than I would a state crime for that
right.
matter. The state's
right.
going to kick my butt and put me in the death penalty more than likely, or the federal's just going to, you know, give you whatever. But I think that civil rights is over with. There's no doubt in my mind people were treated unequal back in the 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, and on. And even in the 70s and 80s, this is the 21st century. We have a black man as president. George W. Bush put the first black or African-American, whatever you, I call them black. I don't call them African-American because you're born here in the United States. You're American. They put the first Colin Powell, chief staff. I mean, they've done so much. You get what I'm saying?
Right, Condoleezza Rice, etc.
Yeah. Condoleezza Rice, exactly. And Hillary, nobody's really sure what that is. Yeah, we can figure that out. Yeah, that's transgender or what. But, I mean, they've done so much. I think it's stupid. I think it just keeps going back, and setting this country back farther and farther. But then again, you know, we got an idiot for president. And I watched Gates today. God, I love him. He is such a moron. Robert Gates, he's a moron. He is the greatest thing that ever happened to the Obama administration. He is the biggest bumbling idiot I have ever heard in my life, and you got to love the guy.
Oh, everything that's going on with Afghanistan, they couldn't drop the ball anymore, and now we have 8 more troops killed just a day ago, and now, of course, we're paying off the Taliban, getting them to put down their weapons temporarily and all this other stuff. And the bottom line is, and I said this through, I had an excellent source on this, and Stu, thanks for the call, that they're not going to put in the 40,000 troops. They're going to try to half it or even less than 20,000. I mean, we're doing this war half-assed is what it is. You either are all in or you're not in. Does that make sense to anybody? All right, we're going to talk more about Afghanistan, also what happened in Michigan. And to Stu's point, hate crimes bill, does it really do the opposite, even though it's not politically correct to say? Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Makes a good point. Does the hate crimes bill actually end up, if you think about it, doing the reverse? Unfortunately, in saying that, I mean, I'm sure people are gasping all over America at what Stu said, and I'm sure I'll get a bunch of emails on it. But if you think, if you really do think about some of the things that he said, a lot of it makes sense. I understand the furor, the rage that those parents felt for Matthew Shepard. I mean, that was just a disgusting, ridiculous thing that happened, obviously. I mean, beyond words that I can even think of, dream of. I mean, I agree with Stu. I don't care what somebody's deal is, but to do that to a young man the way they did was outrageous, and, you know, they snuffed out a life. And the same thing with James Byrd. So, absolutely, they were heinous things that happened. But the hate crimes bill does tread into very dangerous territory, and I said that. When you start to look at now the legal interpretations of it that and how that plays out, it'll be interesting to see, because I think you're gonna get into, again, a slippery slope of where you go with the hate crimes and what is labeled as a hate crime versus something else, and what will somebody be punished for, where, as Stu said, somebody could get something more on the state level. If you're talking about federally and then you put it under hate crime, I mean, it actually might not get the justice that, you know, should have been vetted out to that person. The hate crime, for example, what happened in that Holocaust museum, that's going to be under hate crimes. I mean, this guy was obviously disturbed, and they clearly had his website to back up things he was saying, and then he acted on some things. But, you know, 11 years after that student's murder, and you see the photographs of the parents who look like any decent people in the Midwest, just so sad. You can see it in their faces, and it's just awful that what the Shepherds went through. So for them, I mean, this was a big deal, right? But this is major civil rights legislation. So it is a federal crime, federal hate crime, to assault people based on sexual orientation. I said this before, gender and gender identity. It expands basically what the 68 law is that applies to people attacked because of their race, religion, or national origin. So it's an expansion of that. I gave you the two examples of what the bill was named after, James Byrd, and then also Matthew Shepherd, obviously. And to assure that it would get passed after years of efforts to do that, the Democrats attached it to the defense policy bill over the objections, obviously, of a lot in the GOP who didn't want to see this happen because it's been, again, pushed down for a very, very long time. So human rights groups are excited about this. And, of course, the Shepherds, like I mentioned, it's obviously terrible what happened to them. And if you look at it from that face value, when you just talk about Matthew Shepherd, I get it. Absolutely. But the problem is what in cases where local authorities can't or will not secure appropriate convictions, I guess is what they're saying, is that it'll open up federal aid to the locals for training, prevention, investigation. And what I see is, boy, you're going to have a lot of problems with this and enforcing this and trying to make it, you know, again, not fall on the wrong side of the law, but certainly time will tell. I mean, this is major, major, major stuff, obviously. You might have some thoughts on the hate crime legislation or not, americatonight.net, but there are plenty of other things going on. I mentioned what I thought was certainly one of the biggest things to happen is what happened with the FBI. They killed that suspect, the Imam Abdullah, during that Detroit area raid at that warehouse. And this is significant. Why? Well, for lots of reasons it's significant, but it's particularly significant when you look at it from this angle. The FBI, you want to talk about homegrown terrorists, the FBI, what, it's now 20-something in the past 2 months, 25 people that they've been able to stop, to thwart plans to blow up the subway or a building in Dallas or something else. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that are happening, the vibrations that people just don't realize. And here you had a Sunni Islam leader who was encouraging people to commit violent acts against the United States. He was killed in this shootout because he did not want to surrender. So for people who refuse to believe that there's assimilation in this country, that there are whether, again, homegrown or somebody who's come over rather on an expired visa or whatever, man, it is here. It is definitely here. There's no question about it. It's scary, some of the things that's been stopped recently by the CIA or the FBI or, you know, whoever. Now, in the meantime, too, in talking about all of this, you have a Chicago man accused of plotting terror attacks against targets overseas, including a Danish newspaper that printed, remember those cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad? So he was charged with providing support for terrorism, doubling the amount of time he might spend in prison. This was 48-year-old Tuwara Rana, and this happened hours before they were arguing that he shouldn't be freed on bond because there was a possibility of that. He was already charged with conspiring to provide material support for terrorism. So now the second terror charge means he could face more prison time, like I said, 30 years instead of 15, because each would carry a maximum 15-year penalty. And thank goodness he was one of the two guys in Chicago accused of this plot. And they argued and pushed for this because it looked like it was going to happen, that he is a serious flight risk and he had to stay behind bars without bond. Because his lawyer was getting close to convincing, I think, that he wasn't going to flee and that he was innocent and he was duped by an alleged co-conspirator. But now, luckily, they did not do it. And so, you know, what's this guy's background? Here he is in Chicago with everybody else assimilating, if you will. And he was a Canadian guy who was born in Pakistan and had a grocery store and immigration service in Chicago. You know what he did? He provided travel services and other help to another guy in the case. He was trying to work on all kinds of things that you wouldn't believe that he was plotting to do, including, like I said, attack the Danish newspaper. And there he was, right there in the Windy City. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, congratulations on your Phillies.
I know. What a victory, 6-1, and it was just such a great pitching performance by Cliff Lee.
Yeah, I don't like Philly that much, you know, but what I do like is that they have a salary that's half of the Yankees.
I know.
And they still kick the Yankees' butt. I love that.
I do, too.
Getting to the crime legislation, I think this hate crimes legislation will be thrown out, and I think the people who are going to throw it out are the blacks. Once they start getting away from this love affair and this kind of like loyalty that they feel they have to have with Barack Obama, after he keeps screwing and screwing up, you know, some of them are going to start thinking, you know, I'm intelligent enough not to have to support this guy just because he has the same skin color as I do. And they're going to look at the numbers and they're going to find out that most crime that affects a black person is black on black crime.
Right, right, so, right, exactly.
Think about this. When they see this hate crime legislation going to a black, you know, that attacks a white, you know, but then there's going to be 9 other crimes where a black attacks a black. And those victims, those families of the black victims in those 9 crimes are going to look at the federal money coming over to the black guy who attacked the white guy, and they're going to say,
exactly.
You know.
Right, and it's going to cause all kinds of commotion. Tomas, we're out of time, brother. If you have any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.